Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we'll speak with Central College Professor Paul Wyhee, and we're going to be talking about climate change. All right, well, Paul, today we're going to be talking a little bit about climate change, and what sparked my interest in doing this interview was a blog that Mark Putnam, of one of the posts on his blog, was discussing climate change. Tell me a little bit about what he talked about in that blog.
So in the blog, he talked about the idea that we as individuals and then collectively in institutions like Central College, we need to think about how we're going to do things today to meet our needs, but we also need to think about how our decisions have long-term implications. And he talked about, he gave the example, for example, Central College or any institution that has an endowment has to decide how much of our resources do we use on our programs today, but we don't want to deplete the endowment and not have anything for future years that would be able to support those. And the same thing is true for the environment. And so he talks about how the decisions we make today will have a long-term implication with environmental implications for years to come. And we need to balance those two things, today and tomorrow.
Can there be a balance between that, or is anything we do today just kind of extending the time frame before we see impacts from climate change?
There is going to be climate change. It's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen into the future. Just this week, I was talking to my class, and I said, if tomorrow we stopped using fossil fuels entirely, no more oil, gas, coal, nothing, we stopped, we would still have a changing climate for decades to come based on what we have already done. And nobody thinks we're going to suddenly tomorrow stop using those fossil fuels. So we're going to continue to change the chemistry of the atmosphere, and we're going to continue to change the climate throughout this century. And so now the question is, how much beyond that and how much will we change it?
I feel like that might be disheartening for people who hear that even if we stopped all of these activities today, we're still going to see impacts from it.
It is. It's scary. And there's a moral implication of this, that we need to think about future generations, and we need to take this sobering responsibility seriously. We have no choice. What we do will impact future generations, and we have choices we can make about what that's going to mean.
So what are humans doing that's impacting the climate, and where's the proof behind that?
So basically what we're doing is we're changing the chemistry of the atmosphere by adding forms of carbon, particularly carbon dioxide and methane. We're adding those chemicals to the atmosphere, and we're doing that all the time, all sorts of things that we do, everything from our furnaces and our cars and trucks to coal-fired power plants. We're adding carbon to the atmosphere all the time. What that does is it changes the chemistry of the atmosphere in various ways, most importantly of which is that it causes the solar radiation, the sunshine, to actually warm the atmosphere over time. And so the temperatures of the ocean, of the air around us, those temperatures are slowly getting warmer and are continue to be warmer in decades to come.
Now, what kind of impacts does that have on, let's say, our weather or extreme weather events?
Well, it's doing several different things simultaneously. One of the things it does is that it shortens the winter and extends the growing season. That might sound like a good thing. A warmer winter sounds great, except, of course, that a warmer winter means that certain pests, certain diseases, certain changes in the soil will happen, and those, in many cases, are not going to be beneficial. It also is going to change precipitation patterns. And so droughts are more likely. Long dry spells are more likely. Unfortunately, more extreme weather events like floods are more likely. This is also changing the oceans. It's changing the chemistry of the ocean, but it's also changing the level of the elevation of the surface of the ocean. And so, for example, there's a wonderful, a very clear trend in the elevation of the surface of the ocean. In other words, the level of sea level is going up, and it rises by about 3.1 millimeters a year, and it's been doing that for decades. That's about the thickness of two pennies. Doesn't seem like much, but over the years, that really adds up. And so as the sea level is rising, that's going to impact all of the coasts of the world and the people living on the coasts. Whenever there's a storm, we have to think about the damaging winds, we have to think about the rain, but we especially have to think about the storm surge. And people are familiar with what happened in southern Louisiana in 2005. People are familiar with what happened in New York and New Jersey just this year. And what we're seeing is that the storm surges that happen as a result of those severe events, those tropical storms and hurricanes, are going to have more devastating impacts. As that water comes onto land, it's going to be more and more devastating.
I think that's what a lot of people think about when they think severe weather events. But like you said, we have some that hit us right here in Iowa, like droughts and lower winters and more pests.
Right. And so these are the sorts of things that we can see happening in very subtle ways every day. So, for example, if you buy a packet of seeds, on the back of the vegetable or flower seeds, it'll have a map, and it'll show these climate zones. And those USDA zones tell you, well, can you plant this lettuce starting in April or can you plant it in March? And can you plant this tree in Iowa or not? Well, a few years ago, those government maps were changed. Iowa used to have two different zones. Basically, I-80, south of that was one zone and north of it. Now all of Iowa is that southern zone. Okay, that means that you can plant certain trees in your yard safely and not have to worry about them being damaged in the winter. But it also means climate change. We're seeing it happening in front of us. We can see all of these multitude of effects, some of which might seem small, but if you add them up, it's really a global phenomenon. It's important.
So is there any way that we can stop this? Is there any way that the planet can support the amount of people that we have on it without us using these things that change the climate?
Sure. We're seeing those changes happening now. And we're trying to do things that are going to lessen the impacts. And there are people coming up with great ideas. Right here in Iowa, we have people who are working on things that will help reduce the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. So, for example, biofuels. There's wonderful research going on, and it's very promising. Instead of digging old carbon like coal and petroleum out of the ground, maybe we can take the carbon that's in the atmosphere and our plants will take it during photosynthesis, take it out of the atmosphere, and then we can use those plants to fuel whatever, our cars, our trucks, our furnaces, and everything else, our power plants. Can we do things so that our crops will be better adapted to drought? One of the reasons that the yields, for example, for farmers in this drought season weren't nearly as bad as they could have been is that we've got better crop varieties. And so we can do things like that that will help us to adapt to the changes that we're seeing. And we're going to have to do both. We're going to have to try to make the impacts less, and then we're going to have to also find strategies to deal with the impacts that we do get.
What can people do right here in Marion County? It may be a small difference to the grand scheme of things, but what can people do here to lessen the impact?
We're all going to have to contribute to this in positive ways or negative ways, and we can make choices. And right here in Marion County, we can do that. So we can do things to lessen the amount of fossil fuels that we use. We can change our driving habits and the vehicles we buy. We can do things to reduce the energy use in our home. We can do things like plant a garden and visit a farmer's market and get more of our food locally. If you go onto the web, you'll find there are all of these websites that will help you to understand your carbon footprint and things you can do to lessen it. And there are choices that you can make every day that will make this a planet that is less impacted by humans.
One of the first things I learned about Central College when I came here was that Central College is actually very good about making some of those changes.
I'm proud to be part of an organization that's taking this seriously. And it's wonderful that we signed an agreement that says we're going to be carbon neutral by 2053, which is our birthday, the college's birthday. And so we are doing things to try to reduce the amount of carbon that we add to the atmosphere. Collectively with our vehicles, with our buildings, with our employees, we're trying to make decisions and choices that are going to reduce the impact. And I'm glad that we're doing that. It's our part.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today, Paul.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me here.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've heard from Central College Professor Paul Wyhee. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast is next.